Friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet we call Earth, once again, revered, this respected institution, Radio Biafra, coming to you live and direct from the zoo on this very day. I believe today, having been traveling, I hope I haven't lost track of time. Today is the fourth day of November in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is approximately 5:30 past 8 a.m. in the morning. Irrespective of where you are on this planet, we welcome you. And as we do so, we ask you to welcome other people. We ask you to inform everybody that you are also informing to listen to Radio Biafra, that we are indomitable. We are indefatigable. We understand the meaning of sacrifice. Infinite mercy decided to nominate men and women, those that he conceived in his own image, to come forth to propagate this gospel of redemption, this gospel that will set those who have been shackled free, this gospel that will usher in light, this gospel that will repel darkness in its most virulent and dangerous form, this very gospel that will cleanse the evil consciousness away, wipe it clean and replace it with a Biafran spirit of indefatigability, people who do not retreat in the face of their enemies, those of them who are resolute in the propagation of the truth, those of them who stand with light, those of them that jettison darkness, those of them that abhor gossiping everywhere that it may come, those of them that have come to fulfill the uncompleted work commenced by the class of 1967 to 70. We are here, this very generation, to finish that very task. Anybody who foolishly underestimates our resolve is actually insane. Anybody who understands the way we operate will know that we do not retreat, we do not surrender. They must understand that very clearly. Once we confront any problem, we keep marching forward until that problem is overrun, until we defeat it and crush it into the ground. Every enemy before us has been defeated. Now we have come to face the zoo itself, to make sure that this very edifice of corruption, edifice of human degradation, this very place that is so damnable that even Satan cannot live in it. We have come to ensure that we complete the task before us, which is to ensure the extrication of the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, whom we must continue to give praise every blessed day of our lives for all he has done to sustain us in the face of damnable iniquity. And we are here today to continue to offer every praise that we can muster to his wonderful name, because we are the children of the light. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, the director of Radio Biafra, and the commander of every force genuine that Biafra itself as a nation can muster. We have come to do this job, and we are going to finish it. We need those of you who are diehard, hardcore, those who do not shake with the wind, those who can never be insubordinate, those of you who understand what discipline is, those of you who understand the essence of a chain of command, those of you who understand what is freedom fighting. We welcome you to the citadel of truth, where we say things and we back it up with evidence. Everything that we say, everything that we do is evidenced, not conjecture, not fabrication. We are here to commence the very pivotal stage of our effort to remove Biafra from the zoo, and that is what we are going to do. Anybody that doubts our resolve, if you doubt our credibility, if you doubt what we are able to do, it means you are not human enough to conceptualize, to accept the enormity or the gravity of the task ahead of us. Everybody who has been put out to pasture, everybody that has been put out to follow, that is where you are going to remain. For this very morning, please tell your friends and your family, tell them that Radio Biafra is coming to them via www.ipob.org, ipob.org. Tell them we are on tuning.com. We are on radioforest.net. You will also tell them, please, to go to peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. There they will also be able to find Radio Biafra. Please, please, please tell them that radiobiafra.co, if you go there and it is not functioning, please try any of our other listening posts. Radio Biafra is on satellite because we are a satellite broadcaster. I have been able to publish this morning's broadcast on Radio Biafra London, the largest gathering of people anywhere on the face of the planet. Although there are multiplicity of identities, of course, people are bound to cheat. If you come from the zoo, if you have the blood of the zoo inside you, of course, you will have multiple accounts. It is in your nature to steal, to cheat, to pillage, and to lie. But here we are also going to be able to cleanse you of that demonic possession. Here we are also going to restore you to what you're supposed to be, a human being, and not just human or just a being. A combination of both that makes your existence complete. This is Radio Biafra, please. Our number this morning, should you wish to participate, although the level of participation, of course, we do not envisage to be as high as it would normally be, because not most of you knew that I was going to broadcast this morning. But the number is 081-738-13596. I repeat, 081-738-13596. Or for those of you calling from outside the zoo, the number is +234-817-381-3596. We are in the zoo. We are broadcasting. That means we are also on Skype. We are on Viber. We are on Tango. For those of you wishing to avail themselves of any of those aforementioned means, please, the contact details for Skype remains Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra, all one word in lower casing. That is our ID. Or Radio Biafra 1, Radio Biafra and the figure 1. If you wish to participate, if you wish to join us, if you wish to offer any opinion, any view, any awareness you wish to bring to our attention, this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra, the only institution owned collectively by Biafrans all over the world, bar none. This is the only industry. This is the only enterprise. This is the only community effort in existence, because of what we have been able to do collectively to ensure the ceaseless propagation of this very gospel, that in the end, Biafra may come And also that Chukwu Abiama's name may be praised. We are also on our universal number. People are calling us already. The caller on the phone, please remain where you are, or you can choose to disengage for now because our lines are not open yet. Our lines are working. The caller calling us with 162, please. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We must welcome you. Go and tell people that we have come. Tell them that anything we say we are going to do, we have always done. Let them know that those of them that they may have been listening to have been lying to them. Let them understand that the day we were conceived, the day we were born, that Chukwu Abiama said, this very class of 2012 to 2015 will bring about Biafra, his own country. Tell them that we do not lie. Tell them we do not prevaricate, that we have come to get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. Let them understand our incorruptibility. Now, tomorrow, and ever. Always whiter than white and whiter than snow. We do not lie. As simple as that, anybody who challenges us should come out in the open and say so. Not mere fabrication and lies. We are open. We are direct. We are in your face. We don't give a damn. That is why we do things the way we do it. We don't give a bloody toss. We are here to get Biafra. And then after Biafra, who knows? We may be friends again. But for now, Biafra is paramount. Any obstacle, be it internal or external, will be confronted because nothing can stop the coming of this very kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. This is Radio Biafra once again. I am at liberty to report to everybody that I have arrived in this very damnable place to commence, to continue, to ensure that every pledge that we made is delivered. Each and every one of them, that shame may befall Satan and her agents. That those of them who do not quite understand what it means to propagate a gospel of this depth and magnitude will be able to appreciate it. They will be able to know in their next life. Anytime people mention our name, they will go and say to them, those people, they are truly indefatigable. Nobody can stop them. This is Chukwu Abiama's project. No man can stop it. No human being. We are without fear before our enemies, and that is one attribute we have that our adversaries do not possess. We are fearless before them. That Chukwu Abiama's name may be praised. This is Radio Biafra. I welcome you once again. It is an honor and delight to be coming to you all the way from this abominable land that I cannot even pronounce its name because its name doesn't exist. It is called a zoo, and a zoo it shall remain to us. This is Radio Biafra. Before I proceed to bring our news headlines today, courtesy of our sister website, Biafra Galaxy, given the unavailability of Radio Biafra itself, we must continue to announce that our office at Enugu is no longer functioning. It is suspended indefinitely. Until I say so, therefore, there will be no contact with Enugu office. Any officer of state contacting Enugu office will be dismissed on the spot. Enugu office is closed down. I am opening a new one, and that is how we are going to operate. We have been infiltrated, compromised, and rendered asunder. That is what I am here to rectify in person. I don't trust those of them who are on the ground. The zoo has a way of contaminating everybody. But we are incorruptible. And we are here to demonstrate it. That is why there will be no contact whatsoever. Anybody found, we have the means to discover that, of course. You will be summarily dismissed. This is freedom fighting. This is not meeting Omonna, Nzuko Igbo, Ogbako Igbo. All that garbage doesn't apply here. This is Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. command and control. If you are not disciplined enough to understand what we are doing, you get out, you cannot belong. Go and form a social club. There is Ohaneze Ndigbo. There is Njikota Kandigbo. There is Nzuzu Ndigbo. Any group that you wish to belong to, you are free to do so. This is Biafra we are talking about. I will therefore proceed to bring you our news headlines, a very truncated version this very morning, because the essence of this program, this live presentation, because we are live, I know most people have been accustomed to listening to repeats. This is a live program. The time now, the way you will always know, is approaching 20 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. That is how you know that we are live and direct, and that very soon our lines will open for those of you who are hardcore enough to tune in to find a means to listen to Radio Biafra regardless of the difficulties. That we must continue. Those of them fathered by Hausa Fulani people, they will come out. They have started to come out. And as I said before, our design is very simple: to herd all the potential saboteurs into one corner and take them out. That's exactly what we are going to do. And when the time comes, there will be no mercy. There will be no pity. We are black people. Some people say to us, the way you approach things is not the mark of leadership. And I said, the way your leaders have been doing things, that is why you have no water, no electricity. That is why you cannot go to school. That is why you are useless, walking through the desert, swimming through the Mediterranean to come to Europe to do cleaning and security work. That is why our approach, I keep saying this all the time, I have been studying Biafra for 19 years. Our approach is tailored to deliver two things at the same time. Deliver us from the bondage of the zoological republic, and also to prepare our mind to build a great civilization, the greatest of its kind that man has ever seen. To build a civilization needs a particular mindset. That is what we are doing now. We are doing away with all the vestiges of ignorance, of colonially imposed nonsensical monkey brains that most of us possess. That is exactly what we are doing. You're not going to like it, but in the end, you'll be grateful that we did it. That is why, till date, we are the most successful. We are the only people that managed to revive Biafra after the criminal experience and the treacherous sabotage of Rafael Owazurike. Without Radio Biafra, we wouldn't be here today. Nobody would be talking about Biafra. We have been able to resuscitate this very divine project. We have been able to breathe life into it. We have raised Biafrans all over the world. We have been able to march on the 30th of May, something never hitherto done before. Nobody has ever attempted it before. We have atoned for our sins, hence all these things are now coming to the surface. We are beginning to identify saboteurs within those of them that will derail this struggle at the critical stage. Chukwa Biam have shown them to us at a very early stage, and they have been removed. Summarily dismissed, that we may go forward to do this very work. Now we want to prove to everybody that we, anything we say, we do. We are not going to retreat nor surrender. I understand those of them, agents of the zoo, agents of this very damnable place, are busy running about and gossiping and rambling as always, as we expect them to. The same gossip that led the people of Efik, the people of Ejo, the people of Akwa Ibom, the Efik people, Everybody, the same gossip that Awolowo brought to them, that Go On brought to them, Igbo man is your problem, that led them not to support Biafra, the same thing is at play even inside Biafra itself. Because the mind of an Igbo man is receptive to gossip. That is why they are doing buying and selling instead of sitting down to consider ways to bring themselves out of the rulership by those that drive cattle from one place to the other. Anybody who wants to know that Igbo people are not very clever should look at those who are ruling them. That tells you that the approach they have been using before has never worked. That is why we developed this one. That is why Chukwu Abiam said we must go and do it this very way. They will not like it, but we don't give a toss. We don't give a damn. We go ahead and we do it, and Biafra will come. Biafra will come. No human being can stop it. We have come here to commence that important work, and we must do it. This is Radio Biafra. I must therefore, without any hesitation, proceed once again to go and bring you our news headlines and our accompanying news summary. If there is any intermittency in terms of our transmission, you must have cognizance. You must bear with us. There has to be a recognition of where we are broadcasting from and is limited infrastructure. These are the things we are seeking to correct in the new Biafra once we go in there. This is Radio Biafra. Those of you calling, please, we ask you not to call us yet, please. Our number is there. Those of you wishing to reach me, of course, my secretary, Obi Omebere, gave a number for people to reach me via. That is what you have to do. Then Obi Omebere, who is my secretary, will then reach me, and then I'll be able to tell you how to get hold of me. Because obviously, I'm Andianese. There are those within that would like to see this struggle fail, and we are about to put them to shame. There are those of them I never knew before, calling themselves commanders. I only met them for 30 minutes in my hotel room in Malaysia. They say they are commanders of the army of the Biafran people, and they come outside to say something so silly, so full of lies and deceitful against their overall commander. Is that a soldier? Oh, my dear Lord. Chukwu Abiyama is great. All of them have been exposed, sent out to fallow, to pasture, forever and ever, never to be a part of what we're doing. There will be no mercy and no forgiveness. One strike and you're out, and they know it. Once, no mercy and no forgiveness. Go and join Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, APC. Go and join them rambling, who are ashamed to pronounce the word Biafra. Go and join them. They're in their living rooms in comfortable places in Europe, yapping away at rubbish without having not contributed not one single dime. Never came out to organize our people. I remain the only person that organized anti-Boko Haram rally anywhere in the entire world. There was none. In London. Go and ask. In 2012. Go and ask. February 2012. Our track record is there for the whole world to see. Go and Google it. You'll find it there. Consistency. You never change. Consistency. Biafra from day one till the day I will die. I will not change. The zoo will go to hell. There are people who are ashamed to say that they are Biafrans. They are the ones confusing some of you. That goes to show you were never a Biafran in the first place. You are just a plastic, a fake Biafran. Not the real stuff. Now we know those who the real people are. And I thank Chukwu Abiyama for all their lives, starting from my own very deputy, Uche Mefo, Engineer Anyam, and all the rest of you that understand the essence of consistency. Those of you that Chukwu Abiyama gave the grace and the presence of mind to understand that you are Biafrans first and foremost. Any day you allow Igbo spirit to get inside you, you are dead and finished. Go and look at them now. That you are in a stage where nobody takes you seriously anymore. People say, I insult Igbo people because you are worthy to be insulted. Look at what Junaid Mohammed said, published by Vanguard. If I say the same thing against Hausa, Fulani, Arewa, do you think Vanguard will publish it? The answer is no. Even Vanguard newspaper is telling you that you're nothing by publishing such arrant nonsense. Because you are worthless. We are here to bring value to your name. The only thing that can rescue you is Biafra. Without Biafra, you are finished. We only lost to Jubu. Boko Haram is slaughtering you. One man departed from the scene. Imagine what will happen if there is no Radio Biafra. They will level you, and there will be nobody to talk about you or come to beg and say forgive. We'll say no. Go back to the broadcast and listen to it. All the people responsible for the propagation of lies, when we finish what we are doing, we will hunt you down one after the other, and there will be no mercy. The last thing you will see alive will be my face, and then you'll be dead. The last thing you will see alive will be my face, and then you're dead. All of them who think that we are joking, all of them who think they are capable of stopping this very effort, I feel sorry for all of you. All of you, no matter how many you are, all of you, Hausa, Fulani, fathered bastards bearing Igbo names, I feel sorry for all of you. All of you. We developed a system that worked perfectly well. You are now in one place where we can easily identify you. I said this thing before, nearly 2 years ago. We will force you to go and join our enemies and you will die there with them. That will never change. We don't do things the African way. We don't do things the white way either, because an African man is incapable of comprehending the way white people do things. That is why you can go to school and study, still come out and remain a very wretched black monkey from Africa, incapable of reason. Here, we make reasoning possible because we are Radio Biafra. And we must continue, please, our lines. It keeps cutting this very morning. You must try and bear with us. We are reporting on this very day that Ebola claims life of a third doctor in Sierra Leone. Ebola claims the life of a third doctor in Sierra Leone. Obasanjo blames rot in power sector on his successors. The Yoruba man have spoken the way that Yorubas always speak. Then people will understand that indeed Tukwa Biama is with us. Everything will be blown wide open. Every doubting Thomas put straight. And as we are correcting all these doubting Thomases, including some of our coordinators worldwide, the same day we are removing them. That same day we are removing them. In the next 2 weeks, we'll be too hot to handle. We don't care if we are only three left. Biafra continues. It's a project by Tukwa Biama, not by man. We don't need too many people. There are some coordinators who are behaving like Yoruba people. We will identify your weaknesses. We will tell you where you went wrong. We will dismiss you live on air. That in your next life, you will not be part of any conspiracy when it comes to the emancipation of your people. That IPOB worldwide, the only people answering to Biafra all over the whole world, will not tolerate any nonsense from anybody. It's either you're in or you're out. It's entirely up to you. If you have any brain, if you're part of these ongoing rumblings and nonsense, I expect you to resign honorably. There are a few prominent countries and they know themselves. We know who you are. All of you on European Forum yapping rubbish, we know who you are. We expect you to resign before I announce your name in exactly 13 days from now. You're warned. You resign honorably or you will be disgraced out of office. We are not here to take prisoners. I'm not here to beg anybody to do any work for his or her country. Never. It's either you're called to do this job or the Satan will call you, of course. Satan has to do his work as well. But we are here to find you out and dismiss you summarily. Regardless of who you are, it doesn't matter who you are. A poor, you run around for a few months outside, you form that group, you will try to start something and it will not work. After a while, you go back to square zero and start shouting, Radio Biafra. Even in your dreams, you will see us. Obasanjo blames rot in power sector on successors. What now after Boko Haram ceasefire fiasco? What now after Boko Haram ceasefire fiasco? Man invites her daughter's rapper to dinner and tortured him to death. Maybe that is the way to do it with some of these traitors and deceivers. 144 Kogi prisoners released by gunmen. That is how to do it sometimes. That is how to do it. Because if you go through peaceful approach, the zoo will never ever listen. The zoo will never ever listen. And we continue. And on Boko Haram as well, Atiku begs international community to redouble their effort. He's begging them to redouble their effort. We are reporting today that Dr. Sahel Rogers was working in Kenema when he contracted the virus, raising fresh concerns about the rate of contamination or how this very virus spreads. He's another doctor. He's the third doctor to die in Sierra Leone. The death manufactured in the laboratories of the United States of America have now come to West Africa. Their intention is to stop the world population from hitting the 7 billion projected in the next 17 years. Therefore, the best place to start is where you have the largest collection of idiots on earth in Africa, where they cannot reason properly. And quite frankly, we are made for the lab. We are made to be experimented upon. I don't know why Hitler wasted his time using hard-working Jews in Europe to go and do experimentation. He should have come to Africa. We would have given him limitless supply of human beings with which the Nazi regime could have tested all their medical practices and scientific experiments on. I cannot understand it. Our people. Liberia is being decimated. Now it has gone to Sierra Leone and everybody is going to be affected. Men, women and children are going to die. Will African leaders do anything? The answer is no. Will African men do anything? The answer is no. Instead, they choose to gossip. I don't know what is wrong with their brains. When I preach this very gospel, they wonder. They start to conspire. And I love it when people conspire against us because it makes us stronger. It makes us respond to what the enemies are saying in a manner that even they themselves, sent by Lucifer and darkness, will not be able to comprehend. Africans are dying of Ebola disease everywhere, left, right, and center. What are Africans in America doing? No, they are going to their work because they work for 25 hours in a 24-hour day. Do you think Africans in America can get together and protest and say to Obama, why did you allow scientific experimentation on your own kind? Africans in America will never do that. They are busy working. Typical black people. Nobody ever thinks about tomorrow. People don't reason 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks. What they want is for you to hold your hands, to hug them. Oh, oh God, oh, it will be nice. Oh, don't worry, everything is going to be okay. What arrant nonsense is that? When your parents send you to go to school by force, sometimes you'll be crying, you don't want to go to school. They wake you up 6 o'clock in the morning. Come on, get it and go to school. It is for your own good. What Radio Biafra is doing, you may not like it. You may be crying under your bed. You may be ashamed of yourself, but it is designed to work. I hate lazy people. I can't stand them. That is why we lack discipline in Africa. That is why we could never have pursued any campaign successfully, any ideologically sound campaign, without giving up. Che Guevara, you know him? He came to Africa to Congo to come and fight. He said, I cannot fight with people that put the needs of the stomach above the need for their freedom. Che Guevara, anybody who knows him will know, the foremost revolutionary. Came to Africa to come and fight in the Congo. He said Africans are more concerned about food to eat than to go and fight for their freedom. That is why this work must continue. That is why we must continue this very work, irrespective of what Satan tries to do with our people. Igbo people, Igbo men, useless, hopeless people. He will send them to try and destroy. They cannot attack Hausa Fulani people. I am the only person. Radio Biafra is the only people, the editorial board of Radio Biafra, contributors to this program, we are the only ones that attack any other people. Nobody can. They cannot. But when it comes to, oh, let us, they are being doing very well, let us go and attack, they come here. They come to Radio Biafra. But very soon they will stop. You watch and see what is going to happen. By virtue of our accomplishment, their mouths will be sealed. People I never met before talk about me as if I went to government college here with them. I don't know who these idiots are. Where they drop them up, I do not know. Faceless individuals with fake and cloned accounts on Facebook. I don't know who they are. They clone people. Somebody I met for only 30 minutes in my hotel room in Kuala Lumpur sat in front of microphone and was talking rubbish. Say his name is Okezie, Commander Okezie. A wretched, hungry fool. I'm here now. They are all dead men walking. Now they will know. All they can do is to trade me in to Nigeria. That is all they're going to do. Give the zoo. Say, oh, this is where he is. Go and assassinate him and give us some money. That's all they have been planning. And we know all this nonsense. They've been planning all this while. We know. And because we are without fear before our enemies, that is why we are here. And that is why they are finished. That is why we'll continue. Africans should wake up and reason like human beings and not like monkeys. Very simple. The fact you may have an isolated job somewhere, you may be working for NASA, you may be working for CIA, it doesn't make you a reasonable person until your community where you come from is capable of articulating a future and executing it to perfection. That is what makes you a civilized being. Not when you're isolated from your class, you're taken to Manhattan to go and work for Goldman Sachs. You think you have arrived. No, you have not arrived, because your people are still suffering. It's like a mirror. Anytime you go to the ghetto, you go to Bronx, you go to Queens. I was in Washington and I saw black people staggering on the street, all drunk. Some of them under the influence of drugs. And I'm saying, what type of zombies are these? In Washington, D.C., I was there. Black people descended from Africa. That is why I have no pity or mercy for them. They must change. They have to change. It's either they change or they perish. That is the change we preach here. Not the change of hold my hand, let's love each other. Rubbish. Bunkum. Obasanjo blames rot in power sector on successors. Of course, we expect him to. He's a Yoruba man. Former President Olusegun Obasanjo has attributed the rot in the power sector to his successors, those that took up after him. He is blaming them. Why won't he blame them? He's a Yoruba man. That is all they do. But what were you able to do? You were in power before. I don't know if it's for 4 years. And then after that, you came in for 8 years. Combined total of how many years? 12 years. Yet there is no power supply. You give us, you can't give us Biafra, but Biafra comes from, in fact, only 6 months after that. If there is no regular power supply, we expect everybody in that very sector to pay very dearly for it, because every material will be made available to them. Simple as that. Obasanjo believes that if the zoo must surmount the power challenge, it must start generating additional 2,000 megawatts every year. He said apart from his efforts to ensure stable power while he was the military head of state in 1979, subsequent administrations did nothing on power generation up until the time he returned as a civilian president in 1999. The former president said this on Monday at a program tagged First Green Legacy Moment with Chief Olusegun Obasanjo on Leadership and Human Security in Africa, held in Abeokuta in Yoruba land. Of course, Obasanjo in Yoruba land. Igbo people, what are they? They're in Houston, Texas, doing Igbo, World Igbo Conglomerate in Houston. They built Igbo Village, is it in Virginia, and they are. Very soon, they will be competing with penguins in the Antarctic regions of the world to try and build an Igbo village in China. Obasanjo is the former head of state. Former head of state, revered by the British, of course, an Ogboni member, so they will like him. Conference in Alabama. People without shame. Oh, it's yapping rubbish. To go and create 1,000 fake Facebook accounts. Ike Peters. They are one on one. As I hand you, okay. You come and you disgrace yourself. Anytime you end up with this, then you run away. Then you go and start another Facebook account. And you start all over again. Mad people. We continue to decimate them. Yoruba people, even sometimes you can't even learn from them. As backward and retarded as they are, you can't even learn from them. Obasanjo is holding something as important as First Green Legacy Moment in Abeokuta. Igbo people, what are you? Hey, we're having a conference of six people yapping rubbish somewhere. And you think, the essence of Radio Biafra is to educate our people. Forget about preaching Biafra to the world. The world understands what Biafra is, and we're going to come to that. It is to change your mindset so you can reason like human beings. That's what we are doing. Leave evil alone and evil will leave you. I have people come to me and say, oh, let's do Biafra. We are all in this thing together. We want to emancipate Biafra. They ran off and joined the political party. The same people that were discussing Biafra with me. I turned around and the next time they're in political party. And then people will say, oh, but why do you disagree with me? I disagree because you are ideologically and philosophically inconsistent. If you want to do Biafra, you do Biafra. If you want to go into politics of the zoo, you go. Don't use Biafra as a leverage for anything at all whatsoever. No. We will not accept that. Because people are criminals, they think other people are like them. The answer is no, it is not possible. We cannot be like them. This is Radio Biafra, and we continue. Obasanjo holding a session in Abeokuta, his hometown. Igbo people are in Houston. They are in Virginia, Igbo village. Lunatics. What now after the Boko Haram fiasco? They are still killing, they are still torturing, they are still abducting, and it is our responsibility now that we are here to tell the world that we are not going to wait for Boko Haram to come and start killing us in Idoma land. We are not going to wait for Boko Haram to enter the lower Igala land to begin to kill us before we do something. We are not going to allow the situation in 1967 to happen again. We have to be offensive. We have to be proactive to stop these people from getting here, because if they get into Biafra land, I'm telling you, it is too late, way too late for us. That is something you must understand. This is Radio Biafra, and we continue. We are also reporting that 144 prisoners were released by gunmen in Kogi. That is how to do it sometimes. We have our people languishing in cells all over the place, all over Biafra land. Benjamin Onwuka is still in detention. I never broadcast, I didn't mention it, and today there is no tweet on his behalf. They have gone to so-called hardcore Biafrans, let's unite. Unite and bring out Benjamin Onwuka. It's a program being piloted by Radio Biafra. Let us go and bring out Benjamin Onwuka. Then you unite. Unite around something. Is anybody talking about Benjamin Onwuka today? The answer is no. Now you can understand why the zoo are using some of these people. Why Satan will find them very easy hosts to go and try and destroy what we are here to accomplish as a people. Scores killed in Yobe bombing. The bombing still continues, and we cannot allow it to get to Biafra land. This is the essence of why we are here. That is what we are going to do. That is why everybody's support is needed to continue this very work. Anything you don't know is because you're not supposed to know. It's on a need to know basis. I don't know if you understand that we are running what is tantamount to a clandestine movement. The fact that we have a radio station that the whole world listens to does not give us the license to compromise everything we are doing by being needlessly wasteful in terms of our information management. We can't afford to do that. Anything you don't know is not because you are not supposed to know. You cannot be out of your station and asking for something when very clearly you are not supposed to know that very thing. It is not possible. It is not just possible. And this is Radio Biafra. That concludes, in essence, our news this very morning, even as Atiku is begging the international community to come to their rescue. But I don't know why America will not make available the memo that states very clearly that Atiku Abubakar is the financier, not just financier, is the front man for Al-Qaeda. United States government memo says that Atiku Abubakar, who is now running for the presidency of the zoo, is an Al-Qaeda front man, given money to destabilize the South prior to their invasion. America will not publish that very memo, which leads me to question the motive of Obama. I don't know why they will not publish it. They should be able to publish that very memo. And the people noticed that Jonathan attended Cairo, Egypt, for Organization of Islamic Countries conference. Jonathan attended Organization of Islamic Countries conference representing the zoo, this very zoo called Nigeria in Cairo. And there are those who keep telling us that we have to be one. We have to be one. This is the same Jonathan that traveled to Jerusalem not up to 3 weeks ago to go and pray and say he's a Christian. The next day he is traveling to Cairo. Now, if you want us to have two competing ideologies in terms of religion in this very instance to occupy the same political center stage, I want to know the last time that David Cameron attended Organization of Islamic Countries meeting. When was the last time that the Prime Minister of Turkey attended any Christian conference anywhere in the world? And mind you, please, NATO is not a Christian organization. It's an alliance of countries sworn to defend each other in the Shavuot Blessed Day. No, it is not. It's the ability to conceptualize, it's the ability to be critical, to be analytical, to apply common sense and wisdom in terms of how you conduct affairs of the people, in terms of how you process information in your brain, that you may be worthy to be called a human being. And then, having demonstrated that, you can now be, you know, referred to or qualified to be called a Biafran. Very, very important. To become a Biafran is not easy. It is not an easy job. You have to behave in a particular way, conduct yourself in a particular way, remain fearless before your enemies. You don't retreat. You do not surrender. You continue until what you are looking for is accomplished. We are here to demonstrate that. Those that left are trying to come in. Some of the ones that Satan planted are trying to leave. And we are going to make sure they leave. There are some countries, I repeat, who were instrumental in fomenting all this type of nonsense. We are warning you and letting you know that this cannot continue. Uchemefa is informing me that the broadcast is breaking. We expect it to break, of course, considering where we are. I don't know if people can confirm that they are listening. Uchemefa, my deputy, is telling me that they cannot capture the program from London, that there are difficulties with it. I do not know if that is the case. I need confirmation from some quarters. I need people to be able to confirm that that is the case. This is Radio Biafra. If the lines here are showing red and also blue as well, but it's showing me that the streaming content is going out. I do not know if that is correct or not. We need confirmation or else we will be unable to continue, because this is Radio Biafra. Sweden says it is clear. Sweden is saying it is clear. I need further confirmation. That is confirmation from Sweden that it is clear that they are getting us live and direct, please. Malaysia is saying it is also very clear. Malaysia says it is clear. I do not understand other people. Malaysia, it is clear in Malaysia. It is clear in Sweden. And also, where else is it clear from? Malaysia is also confirming it is clear as well. And we must continue. We must continue. It is clear from that very place. We must continue. Consequential. I said it before. Chukwu Abiyama, don't let anybody fathered by Hausa Fulani men serve with me at the front line of this very struggle. Don't let them. Don't let them. I also understand why Achuzie A-raid. As they said, there's a popular folklore in Biafra land that the number of people he killed more Biafran soldiers than Hausa people did. Because the man discovered the cowardice in our people. They were not allowed to gossip. That is why he proceeded to execute. And every coward coming back from the front line was executed. Because he couldn't understand why men should be cowards. If Achuzie is still there and listening, now is the time for him to understand why. Igbo men, just leave them. They behave like panda. You know panda. All panda want to do is, they, you know, they keep feeding panda to try to procreate. Panda will say, no, all that interests it is bamboo shoots. He wants to eat bamboo and sleep and die off. An Igbo man is not interested in getting Biafra. They want gossip. What is the latest gossip? Give us gossip, please. That is what they thrive on. Ask them, can you substantiate what you're saying? The answer is no, they cannot. All this yap, 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 you're yapping. Can you substantiate them? The answer is no. Anytime we hit people, we hit them very hard with evidence. That is why they disappear. Hit them with evidence and they go away. They will never reappear again. These are the hardcore people that will get us Biafra. 100 of them, not more than 100. Fake idiots. You are not loyal to your overall commander. You claim you're a commander. You are in the army. And you think we can send you into battle to go and fight? You will go there and you run back. Because you don't obey orders, you don't follow orders, and you call yourself a man who lacks discipline. Where is the evidence? And as I said to them, as I promised them, Chineke Mena had better, because we are now in this very land, aren't we? They are finished. 13 more days, and they will be buried, completely buried without trace. All the nonsense, all the bunkum will be dissected from top to bottom, that they may know now and forever, never ever to mess with a project ordained by the Most High God Chukwu Abiyama himself. As Onyeka Chukwu Ezemba reminded them, these are the same women singing that Chukwu Abiyama asked me to come. They want to go against the will of God and they think they will survive it. Of course not. Of course not. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. If we don't want to let the world know where our transmitter is, it is because we don't want you to know you are evil. We tell you, and you go and you tell the zoo. They give you 1,500 naira, and you run away. When it finishes, you start shouting, Igbos must unite. Do I look like a Hanese to you? Do we look like a Hanese? Do you think we are that foolish? There was a little rat called Wada, whatever, a man answering a woman's name from BLC. The group founded by my very good friend, Ojiago. May his soul rest in peace. Because I said I will not give them money, he came and announced on Facebook their preferred announcement zone and gave away where our men are in training. The people I took to go and see where these men are training then came back and told other people, oh no, don't give us any, don't support Radio Biafra anymore. There are no men on training. The same people I took to the place. Hey, dear Lord God. As I said, people will be buried. 13 more days. All this nonsense will no longer exist. As I told them, if you want to pick a fight with somebody, not us. If you pick a fight with you, all of them, they have lost. Everybody have lost. Including Owasurike. Despite all the kidnapping, Owasurike lost. You think if you kidnap me, I will stop doing Biafra? You try to blackmail me the same way you blackmailed the Wanyam. The same way you blackmailed a few other people, you are mad. There is nothing I would not sacrifice for Biafra. Nothing I wouldn't sacrifice for Biafra. The barrister tried to get through to me. He must try and call back if he wishes to speak with me. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open all over the world. The very eminent barrister called me a while ago, and his line could not be sustained. Our Skype line is also open. Please, if there's any intermittency, you must try and bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening. We are vibrating this very place. Who gave birth to bastard? We are here now. They said we are, he has gone on exile. People don't know me. You don't know me. How can I name the kind of God? Are you insane? It is either Biafra or death. One of the two must happen. They tell their children, as long as man is on the face of this very earth, we will be remembered forever and ever. What we have done, nobody else has been able to do. The very eminent barrister is with me, Barrister Mamezu. Barrister, can you hear me? The whole world is listening to us. Barack Obama is listening. The president of the zoo is listening. Even monkeys in the forest are all listening to us, because this is the gospel of truth. We must continue. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, Barrister.
Director, Nchifoti, okay, Yachara.
Immediately.
One gas-spotting animal can clear the whole field. Only one.
Of course.
But you have a multitude of people behind you. Radio Biafra is established for mankind, for the correction of our people's head. Re-education, realignment for the betterment of our people, regardless of any obstacles, regardless of any dithering. Director, Radio Biafra is meant to achieve what it has set to achieve, and there will not be any distractions. But you have to understand, Director, that obstacles is part of any struggle. Whatever you do, you always meet challenges. The ability to overcome the challenges is what we are ensuring. And that is the way we will go throughout until Biafra is established. That is our goal. And we can never look back in achieving these particular goals. We are here. We are not going back. Biafra is paramount. And Biafra must be restored. For those who are willing and able to come to this journey with us, we will see very soon. And for those who will lie down by the wayside, gradually they are being uprooted. Nobody is uprooting them. They are doing this uprooting by themselves and only by themselves. If you remain turgid, if you remain steadfast, Biafra becomes your own. But if you decided to peddle on lies and foolish arguments, of course, Biafra is definitely will leave you behind. House of Fulani Boko Haram are killing us on a daily basis. That is what we need to concentrate on. I spoke last night. Look at what House of Fulani Boko Haram are doing with our oil money. But no Igbo man or Biafra man has ever raised any eyebrows. They will concoct evidence. They will go to court. They will dismiss it. They will bungle all the money. They will slash it abroad. What is it that our people should worry about apart from the restoration of Biafra? This I said yesterday. This I'm repeating today. Director Nnamdi is the commander of the entire people of Biafra. And that is the way it is. And that is the way it's going to be. We will not look back. We will not change our minds. We will not change what we are speaking here on Radio Biafra. We will remain fixed. And Radio Biafra will remain votive to what we have already swore to. If you want to go back, it's up to you. But for those who are forging ahead, we will forge ahead with Director Nnamdi Kanu, and there will not be any other agenda to this particular view that we have already formed. creating awareness worldwide that Biafra is paramount to any other thing that we do here on Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra has created awareness worldwide. Without Radio Biafra, there will not be all this Facebooking. There will not be tweeting. There will not be any particular agenda about bringing to our people what House of Lady Boko Haram are doing to us. Only Radio Biafra brought about this particular information. Therefore, people, you have to be grateful. You have to remain grateful that after Ojukwu died, there has not been any arm that ever propagated the restoration of Biafra, or how our people are being killed. Who will tell your news? Who will say it the way it is, apart from what Radio Biafra is doing? My people, examine your consciences. Think and see if what you're doing to yourself is what you ought to do. Think if your selfish end is better than restoration of Biafra. And think if the way you're carrying on is the way you get Biafra. If you are straightforward, honest, and forthcoming, join this particular Biafra restoration via Radio Biafra, being led by Director Nnamdi Kanu. Director, the news of yesterday is more or less the same news of today. Let me stand by, but of course, I am glued here with you. Good morning, and good morning to Biafra.
Good morning. The very eminent barrister himself, always concise, always eloquent, well-spoken. We welcome each and every one of you, wherever you are around the world, that this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct from the zoo. I don't want to call it any other name. And if you wish to participate in our discussion this very morning, the number to call is 081-738-13596. I repeat, 081-738-13596. We are also on +44 208 133 9976 or +234, as the case may be, if you're calling us from outside the zoo, +234 81 73 81 3596. This is Radio Biafra, and our Skype line is also open. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1, very, very important. We are on Tango. We are also on Viber. And we welcome you from wherever you are around the world. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra coming to you live and direct on this very day, the fourth day of November in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 2:09 a.m. in the morning here in the zoo. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the phone? Can you hear me? We had a caller on the phone. They are not listening. We go to the other one. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Morning.
Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Right. My name is Paul. I'm calling from Onitsha.
Paul, what is your surname, Paul? What is your father's name?
Wake Paul, or the
Paul, Wake Paul, you're calling us from Onitsha, from where many things will happen in the coming days. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra live AM broadcast. Please go ahead. Hello? Oh, no. Maybe he wanted to... our people, he wanted to know if Radio Biafra is on or not. And it is nothing to do with our line here, because our line here is perfectly clear. Of course, there was a slight wobble when we started, but we know that our lines are back and that they are fully functional, and we welcome you from wherever you are. Please, this is Radio Biafra, and once again it is +234 817 381 3596, and also our Skype line is Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. However you choose to contact us, you are more than welcome to do so. And also, please do not forget, our main line here is +234 817 381 3596. If you want to know how you can support this very noble effort, this very noble endeavor, please always go and join the nearest family closest to you. Go and join the nearest family closest to you. This is Radio Biafra and our lines are open. We are taking calls. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, if you can.
Okay. I say my name is Nweke Paul Odinaka.
Yes, go ahead. Nweke Paul Odinaka, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to know if I will be using this number to communicate with Radio Biafra anytime.
That is correct, yes. This number is live as long as we are in the zoo or in Biafra land. It will continue to be. It is going to be live throughout that very period because I have come home. I have come here to complete this very work we started. I have come here to do so.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must now go to Skype and see who is there. We have a caller on Skype, if I'm not mistaken. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
So good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. The caller on the phone, stay where you are. Please go ahead. Yes, the caller on Skype, go ahead.
Yeah, director, welcome home.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is Ekagu Longinus.
And where Longinus Ekagu?
The coordinator. Yes, right.
And where are you calling from?
The station is called the coordinator of Ezuku, zonal coordinator Ezuku.
Yes, my
Ezuku in Abasa local government.
Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, director. I didn't know this was still happening. Since you just said you are coming home, so since then I traveled and unfortunately I thought that.
Yes. Go ahead.
I don't see anything. I didn't see anything on Facebook and so on. So I was wondering what. I didn't know that the broadcast is on.
It's
just
on.
This morning I was very fortunate to tune in and I hear your voice again. And it's very good to hear your voice, sir.
Yes, we are back. We are back in our land and we are going to broadcast morning and night as usual because we are indomitable. So we must go on and do this very work. Chukwu Abiama said if we retreat, we'll be dead anyway. So there's no need retreating.
With your permission, sir, I would like to join you one of these days.
Of course you will. Of course. Once I get into Aba, you'll come and join me when I broadcast in Aba. I will broadcast in every major town in Biafra and I'll go to Calabar. I will go to Iguacha. I will also go to Iguenga. In all those places I will go, I'll go to Boni. I have plans to travel all over the place. I'll be in Warri as well. Everywhere I will broadcast this very gospel. I will preach it without fear before our enemies because Chukwu Abiama is God.
Yeah, director, like I said before, I wasn't able to contribute the very first time our fathers fought this war. And right now I'm still pledging my life to it. Now that I was born during my period, my time now, I will do everything possible to make sure that we get what we are fighting for, sir.
Thank you very much and wait for me. I'm coming. Keep listening to Radio Biafra. When I come to Aba, you come and join me. And I also need to have meetings with you people as well, enemies. Please go ahead.
Exactly. My name is Chidera Nwabiz. I'm calling from Lagos.
Yes, please go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead. We are listening. The whole world is listening.
First of all, my able director, I thank Chukwu Abiama for making you, giving you a successful arrival here in the zone.
Thank you.
I just want to confirm, this line, will it be up and on whenever I try to call?
Always, 24 hours a day, this line is on. Please, you people must feel sorry for me. I have just come, please. You take it easy. I may not be able to answer it all the time when I'm off air, but my secretary is there. Please, Obi Omebere. He gave a number in Sweden with which you people can contact as well. But this number is going to be on 24 hours a day to be on.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Director, I'm so pleased to hear your voice this morning.
Thank you.
I tuned in the radio and it was giving a broadcast about Ebola. I said, but this should be an old news. I went, took my bag, came back, and was there a Nigerian number. I said, no, this must be life.
It is.
So I'm so pleased. This is the voice of Dr. Ogedi Uzofe calling from the United Kingdom, precisely in Bangor, in Wales, where I'm working presently. Director, you are welcome to the land of Biafra, the sceptered land of Biafra.
I'm not there yet, Doc. I'm in the heart of darkness itself. I have not gotten into the holy land of Biafra.
In the heart of darkness?
Yes.
Oh my God,
I'm surrounded by darkness, but we are the only light here. Go ahead.
Yes. So I want to use this opportunity to thank all dear friends listening all over the world and lovers of freedom and friends of Biafra. Director, you are welcome. Director, I've been trying to get you on the phone because of what we discussed.
Yes.
I even gave my friend your number to call you. That's the number, the universal number.
Okay.
And he tried a number of times and couldn't get you. So I don't know if
this number is okay. Give him this number to call me, please. This very number to call me with this number.
Okay. I'll give him the number to call you. Yes. I'm just going to work now so that both of you can discuss and then carry the whole thing forward. Okay, Director, I don't have much to say, but crushed, whether they like it or not.
Of course, ma'am.
I mean, they can, like you usually say, that they can only gossip for 1 or 2 days and they go into oblivion.
Of course.
And that is exactly the way it will be. So keeping on, we are there to support every endeavor. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you very much. Dr. Ogedi Uzokwe is one of us. He is one of us. He is the chair of the independent panel. His panel of inquiry will report, and is also as a standing committee chairman to make sure that every other disagreement is channeled straight to them. I have a caller also on Skype. Can you? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, can you confirm that he hear me?
Yes, but your line is cutting. I can hear you, but your line is a bit wobbly. Go ahead. All the same.
Okay. Good morning, my director. Good morning, my mentor. Good morning, the fearless man. Good morning, the great man of Biafra. Good morning, the man that speaks and the foundation of the zoo is shaking. Good man to Nnamdi Kanu, the man that everybody know that he's a man that is fearless.
God bless you. Chukwu
Abiam, bless. Good morning, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Can you still hear me?
Yes, we are hearing you.
God. Chukwu Bikem Okoli. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal at this point in time.
Let's go.
Hello,
ahead.
To welcome you back home. I want to welcome home. I want to thank you. I thank you, Chukwu Abiyama, for your journey, mercy, bringing you back down to the zoo. I'll be in the happiness. But don't get the son of living God, Chukwu Abiyama. You are the light. You must shine wherever you are. And I want to thank everybody that is helping us in this struggle. Those who are stable with you, not those who are standing behind you. And when there's trouble, they begin to shake like a baby. Director, I thank you so much for everything you are doing for the people of Biafra. Director, let all the wars, you will be in Biafra land. Director, I don't have much to say. I just call to say you should move ahead, that whatever that is moving you, which is Chukwu Abiyama, as your name said, Nnamdi, which means my father lived. I always live with you and nothing will ever happen to you. I'm telling you that you have strong men behind you. Whatever that is needed, Director, you know what to do. I thank you so much, and I thank Barrister Mamezu, I thank Kuchemefo, and every indigenous person of Biafra, wherever you are located at this moment. Keep your finger crossed and pray for our director that whatsoever he touches at God, we shall be Biafra as possible. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you
this
very much.
This is from Dakar.
From Dakar, Senegal.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Yeah, I'm Chidi Ibeko. I'm calling from Stuttgart, Germany.
Thank you very much.
Director, I'm very happy to hear your voice this morning.
Thank you.
We have been following all what is going on, but at the end, I thank God that you arrive zoo safely. And I'm very, very happy this morning to hear your voice once again.
Thank you.
To show that the enemies and their work, they will fall in the due time. So I think the God is threatening you every blessed day. We must achieve our goal. So I thank you so much, Director. I am only wishing you good, happy, and good luck, and all your endeavor, all your effort, that we are behind you. So I am only thanking God. Just anywhere you are going, that he go before you, and the enemies, she will not see you. Anywhere they plan anything against you, they will fall even before you hear the news.
You see?
So I thank God so much that the fact you, I'm only following your footsteps, Director, because I, even since I start this struggle, I'm getting harder every blessed day. So I'm only, in fact, where that's where we in abroad, everybody went home, and in fact, in 2 days, all of us were jubilating. He told me maybe Biafra is. I said yes. I never knew that I would even hear your voice that you are through by now. So I thank God so much, Director. May Chukwu Abiam strengthen you. No evil shall see you.
He say,
until Biafra come, in say, Jesus' name.
He say, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Everybody is vibrating here. Everybody is panicking. Because they know that light has come and darkness is running away. Give us your name, please, and where you are.
Good morning, my Lord.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please go ahead. The whole world is... Give us your name, please.
My name is Chinedu Adike.
And where
I'm calling from France.
From France. Thank you very much. France was very strong before they started wobbling. One or two people joined the band of gossipers, and they have been read asunder. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Sir, we are still strong and foremost, sir.
Are you sure? In France? France.
I'm very, very sure, sir. Sir, I'm very, very sure, 100% sure. We are very, very strong, sir. We are not lacking. We are on front of you. I cannot say we are behind you. We are on front of you, sir.
At least because of how you have spoken this morning, the affection. You know, before I had affection, France was more or less you will suffer knocks and setback. It's only normal. There is no army that advances only forward. You are bound to have counteroffensive by the enemy. I don't want people that any time there is the slightest counteroffensive by the enemies of God, and then we start to question ourselves. You don't go back to ask yourself, how did we get to where we are today? That is the simple question. Has anybody ever come up before to say that this man has lied about something? The answer is no. Fabrication upon fabrication. Never. And that is why I said to them, somebody from France was calling people and talking rubbish and saying, I said to them, go and tell this man talking to ask the same person feeding them information from our office at Enugu. Ask them a very simple question. You that is asking me to ask you, where is the transmitter? Do you have the key to the transmitter or not? To the container holding? Do you have the key? Where is each up on your work? Are you not satanic? Are you not the work
it's
of Satan?
Satanic, sir. Satanic, my
and
Lord.
Then,
satanic,
and then men I thought trusted, because I can't work with people who don't trust me. I can't work with somebody who don't. If you don't trust me, what is the... So if they ask you to sell me, you can sell me. If they say, oh, this is where he's staying, go and assassinate him, they'll just send people to come and kill me. That's the meaning of it now. If you don't trust what I'm doing, I said that we are going to bring Biafra. Biafra will come.
My Lord, the Biafra we are in France, is our coordinator is... Venantai Eze is a very strong man, sir. Sir, he's a very, very strong man, and where the guy is a strong man. He's a hardcore Biafra, sir.
Honestly. I still hope so, because Venantai Eze gave me hope.
My Lord, I'm not saying a bullshit. I'm telling you the reality, sir. The guy is a brutal, you know. He's not a double-faced man. He's a one-faced man. Okay, sir. I'm very, very glad to speak to you today. I'm very, very happy. May Chukwu Abiama continue to empower you and give you the grace.
You say? You say?
Yeah, long live Biafra, long live your family, sir. May
the
Chukwu Abiama bless you all your days in Biafra land.
You say?
In Jesus' name.
You say? You say? You say? Of course, France held out so much hope. Since you have spoken the same way, I see no reason why the affection and high regard I hold for those. If I ask you to wait, you wait. If I say move, you move. Sometimes I may ask you to wait somewhere for maybe 1 year or 2 years. Go and ask him, the one they call Biafra boy. Ask him, how many years did it appear as if I abandoned you? I will tell you a story about him after this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Nandi Carlo.
My name is Kanu, not Carlo. Kanu, K-A-N-U.
Okay, sorry.
And what is your name? He has run away from Malaysia. He has run away. Cowards, they will always appear. Because darkness cannot stand light. I have come to the heart of darkness, and this place now has got light, you see. The name of this caller on the phone, if you can hear me, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? My goodness me, they're not saying anything. Other people are trying to get through. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Good morning, director.
Good morning. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Sebastian. If I'm Gabriel, I'm calling from Stockholm, Sweden.
From Stockholm in Sweden. Sweden remains intact as an indivisible unit in what we are doing.
Are you hearing me, director?
I can hear you loud and clear. I can hear you very well. Go ahead. If I say go ahead, you go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay, director. Yeah, I just want to bring to your attention, there is something that happened in the Bible, yeah?
Yes,
okay,
go ahead.
There is something that happened in the Bible, and the Bible told us about when Moses was taking the people of Israel to the promised land, and he told us how some people gathered out of the envy and jealous. It's not because Moses was doing something wrong, but these people, they conspired to gather themselves against Moses, whom God have chosen to lead them to this promised land. But one thing happened when they gathered themselves, the Bible told us that the anger of the Lord came upon them because they were not choosing, because they were doing what they are doing because of envy and jealous. Director, I want to tell you that as many as them that have gathered of envy, out of their selfish interest. So it's very, very, it's an evil for one to rise against whom the Lord have chosen to do his will. And you want to challenge the person. The Lord, in his anger, will locate them because they are evil. My director, I'm praying that the Lord will strengthen you and the Lord will empower you. The Lord will give you more wisdom and understanding to carry out this assignment, even more than you have ever done before. And the grace of the Lord will continue to be with you. Thank you, my director, and good morning once again.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you, and good morning to you as well. Thank you very, very much. There is nothing that man can do. Humanity cannot do anything. This is a project ordained by the forces of heaven. There is nothing that earth can do to it. Nothing now. We have come, as we said we would. How about all those gossipers? Can they come as I have come? Will they be able to come? Must be preached before he sets his people free. I am here. Where are you? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes.
Hello, yes.
What is your name and where are you calling from? This is Radio Biafra. We are live on the air. The time here now is approaching 9:30 in the morning. What is your name and where are you calling from? No, they have gone. As I expect them to. Mad people. Then good morning from here. I'm in the zoo. Please, yeah. Your name. Confirm your name for us.
My name is Amobi Okoye. I'm calling from China.
Thank you very much, Amobi. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to thank you for hearing your voice again this morning.
Thank you very much.
So I'm so happy to hear your voice again. So I just want to thank you. That is what I want to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is our AM edition. It has returned. As I said, it's only when I'm traveling. I have been traveling for a lot of days. But now we have arrived. The main arrival will be announced after I have gotten to our capital and prayed to Chukwu Abiama. Then I will announce it officially that I am here. But I have come. I have come that his will may be done. That's why I'm here. That the will of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, may prevail. This is his own project and I must do his work. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, so can the rest of the world. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from.
I can hear you, my director.
Please, your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Hilary Simon, imagine, from Enugu State, precisely in the local government.
Yes. And where are you calling from?
The Accra land. I'm coming from Niger State, Mina.
From Mina. Please go ahead.
I don't have much to say. I want to say congratulate you on the efforts you have been making so far for the sovereignty of our state, the African Republic.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. God keep on giving you the wisdom, giving you more direction. Because we are living here, even where I am now, we are in bondage.
Yes, I can imagine.
There's nothing worse than that embarrassment from the you know, we are in the zoo, as it's being called.
Yes.
So I thank you very much. Continue with your efforts. God will continue to bless you.
You say
so that your dream will come true, and we all that are in outside will come back home. To see for the development of our great nation, the African Republic. May God continue to bless you and bless the entire indigenous people of Biafra.
He say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that as well. People are calling as we expect them to. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother. Confirm your name and come to Water to Broadcast as well. Please go ahead.
No problem. Director, good thing that I've heard from you today, because I've been trying to.
Yes, go ahead.
I told my mom about Biafra, and she was very, very happy, and she contributed, and she gave me some funds to contribute to, but I heard that you said we should not send money to
no contribution office. I have come. I will tell the world, if you want to make contributions towards our effort on the ground here and now, I will announce an account number that you can contribute to that very account.
Okay.
First of all,
okay. I just wanted to say, since we are all one, same Biafra, same struggle. I don't know. Are they still part of us? Or I want to know, how are they feeding?
I said. Let me make it very, very clear. Let me make it very clear to you. We are in command and control. You do as you are told. And we do as our principles laid down dictates that we should do. If the instruction is don't do something, then you don't do it. If it is don't do something, you don't do it. We don't want to take ill-disciplined people into battle. We cannot afford to do that. That is the essence of command. To have a command is you march, you stop. That was why we lost the war. There was ill-discipline. Ill-discipline.
Please, I would love to get the account because my mom is here.
You will. In the next few days, you will. You will get in the next few days. And my regards to your mom. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. People are calling us, and from everywhere around the world, we acknowledge their calls. Go out and preach this gospel, and also guard against the enemies. The enemies are there because the mind or the heart of a black African is very brittle. Very, very brittle. They're not strong. They're not hardened. Mentally, they're not tough enough. Only when they're being domesticated like house animals. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, please, your name and where you are.
Good morning, Director.
My dear brother, good morning.
I am from Atisiowo village in Kano, East, Enugu, Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, I want to... You said we shouldn't thank you, but I want to congratulate you, my director.
Thank you very much.
So, my director, I'm very, very happy for the job well done. We in Ghana, we're also doing well.
Yes, so you should continue. You continue what you're doing
yes.
in Ghana. Go ahead.
Yes, our coordinator is doing well. Those who are coming, we show their faces also doing well. I thank God for their lives. So, my director, I want to ask you that I want to work with you. I'm also making my plan. I will come back home very soon. One of my brothers is also working with you.
Thank you very much. I hope that your brother is loyal. I hope he's not the idiot they said
that
came back from. Please, as long as he's loyal,
yes,
then you are welcome to come, because everybody who is loyal, the same way I am loyal to my country. That is not, all these things that all these yappy that are talking. Has anybody come up before to say that, oh, they saw me with a Nigerian minister? Oh, they saw me discussing with somebody about Nigeria? Or that I want to go and contest election? Or support anybody to be voted into office? Have I ever compromised from day one? The answer is no. The only time I had a dalliance with Nigerian politics was when I was the ABGA chairman, the whole of Europe. The reason why I took that appointment was because His Excellency told me to my face, if we get ABGA in all the core Igbo states, we can use it as a launch pad to go and get Biafra. Since that experimentation collapsed, you can never see me dead close to any politician whatsoever. I don't deal with people of double standards. Nobody can say that I have compromised my country or failed to serve my country. I can never do anything else apart from serve my country in truth and honesty, in life and in death. Biafra, I am. Biafra, I shall remain. It doesn't change. Thank you very much, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. People are calling us, please. And also, our Skype line is open. Radio Biafra 1 precisely is working, I believe. And also, Radio Biafra itself as well. Try any of them. If you're able to get through, that is fantastic. Please continue to tell your friends that we are back. At the heart of darkness itself, I did say I was going to say something regarding Senegal and also Emmanuel Lokou, the one they call Biafran boy, and how far we have come. What loyalty means, what discipline means. Emmanuel Lokou typifies discipline, he typifies loyalty. Ask him for how many years. I'm going to tell you this story. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director.
Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Sinenye. I'm calling from Lagos.
Thank you very much. Heart of darkness itself. Please, go ahead.
Yes, Director. What I want to contribute this morning is because of the fact you are doing a great job.
Thank you.
For me, I don't know why we Biafra are still waiting. My director, I have every support that you needed from me. I think if I can get your direct number, I would have discussed something with you directly, because I'm really angry about what all these Hausa Fulani are doing our Biafra. Because we have folded our hands for a long time, and this is the time that we wake up. So I'm using this opportunity to tell every Igbo man, every Biafra to wake up immediately, because we don't have any other time to waste. I'm really out this time. I have everything to fight for the Biafra. It's only that you don't know me. That's why, if possible, I don't know how I can get your direct number so that we can meet one-on-one. I will tell you what I have for Biafra. Seriously. I mean seriously. Thank you.
Thank you. You can call me back on this number if you wish to. Call me back on this very number, and thank you very much, my dear brother. We also have another caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Turn your system down if you can. I'm talking to you, please. Turn your system down if you can. Turn it down, please.
So okay, we can hear you very well. Director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please confirm your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah. My name is Henry Obi. I'm calling from Buffalo, America.
From United States of America.
I've called you once, Director.
Yes, I'm sure you have, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is 3:39 right now. I always listen to you.
Thank you.
And Director, I must tell you the truth. I congratulate you for being a Biafran man. It's not an easy thing to be an Igbo man. Igbo men are very disappointed to their own family because of being loyal to you. But I must tell you the truth. Since I started listening to you, I cannot be able to sleep. I always wait for the thing for the station, the radio to come before I go to bed. Director, my heart is pain. My heart is boiling because what these foolish idiots are doing in that zoo, for me, I'm very upset. When I watch the way these idiots are conquering barracks and schools, I take it to be like these people are fools. Me personally, from the training I have here in Buffalo, ordinary security, I can conquer 2 barracks with only 10 men. So for the Igbos to be waiting for someone like you to be begging them to come out, they are all foolish idiots because they're supposed to follow you at back immediately. As I'm talking to you right now, I've been listening to you, but I never want to speak over anything that is happening. But since the very day I made up my mind that I will follow you is the very day you started telling them in their front, in their faces, what they are doing and the way the things that they are doing is not right to Igbo race. You see all these foolish men, big men, fighting for their property here and there. It's not going to save them. It's not going to help them. So, Director, I'm available for you.
Thank you.
Whatever you want us to do, I will do it. If you want us to conquer them, I will come out for us. There was a time they were having a riot in Northern State. The way they are killing my people, I was so mad. It seems to me like if I should go and bomb all of them in Asaba. But I don't see 2 or 3 people that follow me. I will kill hell out of them.
Now we are many. We are many now.
We are not. Director, we are not. We and these people are not the same. Every day we argue with these fucking Yorubas over here. Because they don't have sense of belonging. Their own is just to do party and sleep wherever they are like us. That's where they will sleep. So, but we have purpose and we have agenda that makes sure to go outside to us. I was born during the Civil War. And I suffered as a small boy. I left Nigeria when I was 15 years old. So, I don't even know my people, talk less of. So, and these foolish idiots are over there making noise. My heart is boiling. It seems to me like if this thing is happening right now, I'm ready to die. If I die for my case, I'm okay. So, Director, we are with you.
Of course.
And I tell you one thing, Director. The Igbos you are seeing today, they are all bunch of deceivers. I always used to see the one that is praising you. This, that. Director, I live in Germany. I know what I used to go through with them. I don't even go to their meeting because they are all foolish idiots. They are all criminals. I live precisely in Castro. I know all these guys that is coordinating them over there. They are all criminals. So, but you don't talk of people that they are all my brothers, but I don't associate with them. So when you are dealing with an Igbo man, you have to be very careful. Yeah. So, Director, we are with you.
I know.
So may God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother.
Thank you for
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We have come to approximately, say, 16 minutes. 16 minutes to 10 this very morning. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. The calls keep coming in. I don't know what to do anymore. They keep coming in. I have to take them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please give us your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra. We are in the zoo, the heart of darkness. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Hello?
You are not paying attention. Go ahead. My goodness me, they are not paying attention. I don't know. First time callers. Can you hear me?
Am I speaking to Nnamdi Kanu?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead. No, not quite. They will get the hang of it eventually. Eventually, they will understand how to do it. This is Radio BR for the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm all with you there.
Please go ahead. You are the Biafra Land Coordinator, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I'm calling from Iguacha in Biafra Land.
Yes, please go ahead.
There's a woman that said I should call you. She has been trying to call, but it's not possible for her to get to you. She used to be very, very sick, and she attends all the Jehovah's Witness stuff. She goes to white garment church and everything. She's related to Mr. Wolf, an engineer, and she's very sick. One day she came to Wosu's house. Wosu is a diehard girlfriend, but he likes being silent because he doesn't want to expose his identity to his work. Then the woman listening to the broadcast started getting healing. So if any day I call you and I say you're a prophet or you're a healer, don't be disappointed or don't just say no. Today we went to her house to connect the satellite for her. She doesn't go to anywhere. She doesn't take even her drugs. She only listens to Radio Biafra. For like 3 days now, she called me and said she's having a headache. Why? She said, you have not heard your voice. And I wanted her to talk to you now, but today I'm at home. I didn't go to her place today. But maybe tomorrow, if there's...
Give us her number, I don't mind calling her myself so that she can be able to speak. Things are going to happen that people will shudder. We are without fear before our enemies. We are doing the work that Chukwuabiam asked us to do. I never wanted to do this in the first place. And Chukwuabiam said that his children must be delivered. Before you deliver them, they must understand who I am. That I am the Lord of hosts. They will worship nothing else apart from me. And then they will see what I can do in their lives. That is why we are here. Of course, agents of darkness will do their very best. They will come out and then we will prevail. We will triumph because we are the children of the Most High God, the children of the light. Anywhere we go to, there is light. We have done something that nobody, no group of people has ever done before in the history of Biafra. We have awoken, we have, even those who are dead. This is gospel. This is gospel as ordained by the Most High God himself, Chukwuabiam. God will bless her and she will be healed because our land is holy. This very year, there was a stream that came up. People were fetching the water. If you drink the water, you get healed. Chukwuabiam was telling us that he's restored.
That was Atachi.
Thank you very much, Atachi. Thank you very much. Chukwuabiam was telling us in a coded language, I have brought the healing back into this land. There is nothing any human being can do to stop my blessing coming upon you people, but you must understand who I am. That is the key to this whole thing. Do you know who I am? And we said, you are Chukwuabiam, Ekekreli Gwenowa, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher. Everything that we are today, everything we are likely to become, all that we possess, we offer in absolute submission with every ounce of humility to His Majesty, to His magnificence, that His name may be praised forever and ever because only Him is creation. Thank you very much. She will be healed, of course. This is Biafra we're talking about. Things will happen. People will come to perform pilgrimage in Biafra land. People don't know what we are doing. If you open Facebook group, you know Susugari. And so what? Do you know what is Biafra? Do you know how many levels of purification you have to undergo to emerge to talk about Biafra? I remember one of our brothers when he was preaching this gospel to me, 1999. Anselm is his name. I must look for him when I get into Omwai. These are the people that started mass up. Anselm. Anselm told His Excellency, for you to become a Biafran, you need to be initiated. You need to be able to see things that mere mortals cannot see to make you. Do you know what it means to be a Biafran? When you say, Bosona, I'm a Biafran. Do you know what it means to be a Biafran? No, you don't know. If you want to find out, ask which MFN will tell you. This is Radio Biafra, or Engineerania for that matter. Die hard, hardcore. Hardcore. Impregnable. You need men that when you go to war, if it's only four of you standing, the enemy will still be afraid to mount any attack. That is how you know men who are with you. And women for that matter. Those who are with you. And where are they today? You will beg, but you won't come back. One strike and you are off, regardless of who you are. Nonsense. They don't know who we are. Now they are finding out now. You can't stop this thing that we are doing. You cannot. You told me. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Please turn your system down. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello.
My goodness me. We have gone into that very phase again, which is unpalatable. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Nkatsu. How about you then? From Omaya. Express Tower.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Omaya.
From Omaya itself.
Express Tower direct.
From Express, yes. There. That is the junction between Isingu on the left, Osa on the right. That is also Amacha going down. That is my hometown. That is where I come from. Please go ahead.
I'm from a club. I was so much enlightened by receiving this thing. I've been listening to Radio Biafra on cable radio, operating from London. But this morning, I was surprised to get this number. Plus 234. I said, what? 81081 something. I said, that's you. So, I don't have much to say now, but congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Is here, bro.
Thank you.
I have lots of one guy who phoned in that he has a lot. We are many of you use. Boko Haram, we are not. We don't know what is called Boko Haram. We are not afraid of them. We can do more than them.
Because
it's only unity.
I'm coming.
Just like a broom.
I'm coming when I get there. Then I'll be very glad to see how my own hometown, how the front is doing over there. We have not come with peace. I have not come in peace. I'm not doing anything with peace. That is rubbish. It's for weasels. Let's unite and make peace. Go Kundiara Nandiushi. Boko Haram must not attack our people. We must be given the choice to determine should they wish to avail themselves of the institutions of democracy which they have avowedly shown in public that they subscribe to. If they want us to be very democratic, I willingly submit to it. Only one thing will happen. A referendum, should they wish to do it that way. Alternatively, there will be destruction. Complete and utter mayhem. They say, why? We say no to that. Because if we don't say it and then somebody... I'll give you an example. Somebody, some idiots that came, I don't know where they come from. They are trying to subvert our institutions. They spoke to some of our coordinators with the conspirators. They want to subvert the institutions of IPOB to use it to go and serve Satan. Use the instruments of light to go and serve Satan. One or two coordinators fell for this very trap. And I want them, if you don't know who you are, please call our head of directorate, Uche Nasiebu, and find out who you are. I expect you to resign. There are four of you. If you don't resign, in 13 days' time, I will announce your name on the air and I will dismiss you. The reason why you'll be dismissed is because you have doubt. Once you have doubt, you are finished. You are finished. Don't have time for nonsensical rubbish. Anything you don't know as a coordinator is because you are not supposed to know. The information. You want to sell it to somebody and get money out of it. Do you think we are daft? We tell you everything we do so that when you get upset one day, you try to bring everything we are doing to a halt. Have you not seen what happened? Even with those who we are trusted at Enugu, what they have done? Can't you see it? If not for the way we protect the heart of this very effort, by now the wickedness and the evil of men would have torn it to shreds. We know what we are doing because Chukwu Abiama is our God. Chukwu Abiama, I can't really go nowhere, is our God. This is Radio Biafra. Do we still... Yes. Thank you very much. And please try and do that. I thought it had gone off, but it was still there. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you. This is your platform. If you have anything to say, if you have something to mention, this is the place to do so because we are the most popular, the most listened to, the most talked about, the most gossiped radio station in the world. There is no other one like Radio Biafra. Anna Agwonere. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good morning.
Good morning. Your name, please confirm your name and where you're calling us from.
My able director, my name is Joseph Okoro, the deputy coordinator of Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, thank you very much. Is Amsterdam still very strong? Now that I'm here, each coordinator I meet now, I'll give them kitchens to Loche Kitchen. No one in a jackass in the village. So they can be carrying it about. If they ask them, why are you carrying it? They say, because we're about to gossip. We're looking for gossip to gossip now. Please go ahead.
No, we are strong, Director. I'm happy to hear your voice this morning. We had our meeting last Saturday and it was so awesome. And we spoke a lot and I'm very, very grateful to hear from you this morning. Thank God that you lead you successfully. You're now in the heart of the zoo. And my able God will keep you, protect you, and preserve you until Biafra comes. We are behind you, Amsterdam. Even if though we are few, we are marching forward. No retreat, no surrender to Biafra comes.
Yes, now and beyond. Thank you very much. We want to set a record. They said Gideon fought with 300. 300 is too much. 100. So that when history will record it today, it'll tell your former. 100 men. 100. That's what I said. 100. And I go on air immediately. This is Radio Biafra. Our people are calling us. We are duty bound. They fund Radio Biafra. So that is why we take calls. As barrister will say, once they call, we have to close our mouth. This is Okwande Anakukwu Hainem. Someone pays for it. These are the people. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Can you hear me? I suspect they want to know if this line is working at all or not. You don't blame them. Most people, we are trained in the zoo. They were educated in the zoo, born inside the zoo, educated there. They don't quite grasp, they don't quite appreciate. Therefore, we must try to be very lenient by teaching, by supporting them in every way that we can. This particular broadcast this morning is live. It is direct. This is coming to you from the heart of darkness itself. And most people are calling us today from the zoo as well. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? If you can, please, your name and where you are. Hello?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Oliver. Calling from Enugu.
From Enugu. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. I just want to appreciate what you are doing. Even we in the though I don't I want to speak of my because I'm a policeman. I'm under Nigeria government.
You're a policeman.
Yeah.
Okay.
From I want to speak with the director personally.
You call me, but you're speaking to the director. You will call me back immediately after this program, or I will call you. Is this your number ending in 59?
Yes.
Is your number ending in 59?
So I'm going to call you. I'm going. In my one year police, in the police, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you. Even credit. If police calls you, you pay for the credit. Even if they call you, you also pay for the credit. They're even worse than lawyers themselves. But I'll call you, my dear brother. I'm grateful. I'll call you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Even police officers are calling us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from? Please give us your name. What is your name?
My name is... I want to speak with the chairman that's speaking now.
You are talking to me. Please go ahead. What is your name?
My name is Ike.
Ike, who?
No, my name is Ike. I'm from Omaha.
Ike, from Omaha. Which part of Omaha are you from?
Yes, Omaha, Ibeku.
Ibeku. Which part of Ibeku are you from? Yes, I'm from Ibeku myself.
Omaha, yes. Huh?
Which part of Ibeku are you from?
Ike, sir.
I know, yes, Ike. Yes. Okay, go ahead. What do you want to say? So, you can't hear me. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
So, Omaha, Ibeku.
Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
My name is Ikechukwu Ndoka Ike.
Ndoka. Go ahead, Ikechukwu. Go ahead.
Ajati Sheke.
Ibeku. Ajati Sheke. That's very good. That is my clan. Please Ibeku. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, I love this Biafra of something. I'm not going to express the group of everything of this issue. But in Abumarauna, some people there, maybe your chairman.
No, don't worry. You stay where you are. I am coming. When I come to all of you at Tower, when I come back home, I will run a broadcast from Omaha and all of us can join together and do this program. We will have a meeting so people will understand that we are different. We are not the same with any other people. We are different. One thing is guaranteed. We do not change. We will never ever change. The work we are doing is immense. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. It will never ever change. We are consistent. And thank you, my dear brother, for that. People are calling us. The calls are too much. We will have to ask you to call us back this very evening, 8 p.m. here, 7 p.m. in London. We are back in full swing. My Lord and my God, we have come to this land once again to preach this very gospel and then to complete this assignment you asked us to come and do. Only give us people who are dedicated. Because we are gossip, Igbo men, and only if you can remove gossip from them. Who knows, you may find a human being there to work with. Chukwu Abiama, you made a promise to us. We have come. Where are those people you promised? You said that they are there waiting. Now is the time to harvest them. 100 and the zoo falls. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for listening. Join us again this evening. We have come. How about the gossipers? Did they come as well? No, they cannot come. They dare not show their ugly faces in public. We have come that his will may be done. His will must be done on this very earth because our hands are clean and will continue to be clean. As I said to Chukwu Abiama, if we love our people, then bless us. If not, kill us. Very simple. To God, not to man. He has seen our hearts. They are very pure, very clean. And he knows we love our people. The medicine we administer may be very bitter, but we love them all the same. And hopefully one day they will come to that realization. But for now, only Chukwu Abiama is God worthy of praise, and we must continue to do so. This evening, 7 p.m., Radio Biafra never fails. In London, that is. And then 8 p.m. here in the zoo. I thank you very much for having listened this very morning. There are a few people that need to call me, and those I need to call back, I will do so this morning, please. And then try and stagger your calls. And my secretary is there, Obiomaebere. Try and contact him as well. If there's anything very, very important, contact Obiomaebere. I said I'll say something about Emma Moloku. I met him many, many years ago. In 2010, even before then, even before my kidnap and torture by Wazirike and his men, he stayed with me. That same Emma that calls himself Biafran boy, I gave him magazines to go and distribute in Oka, calling for the cancellation of election in 2010. You see, Okonotaka Ibidor. That I said no to Peter Obi then. I said no to election. We wanted to stop the election then. I was organizing men on the ground to stop the election then. Wazirike came up with his usual nonsense. The same Imam Olupu was arrested by the zoo, by Wazirike's men, handed over to Nigerian police. That was when I knew that Wazirike and Nigerian police have been working together. But only people that have eyes can see that. Imam Olupu was arrested, not arrested, was apprehended by MASOP members asking him, why do you want to stop the election? Handed him over to Nigerian police. After detaining him and torturing him as well, he was released after paying a huge amount of money. I left him. He thought I had forgotten about him, but I was testing him to see how strong he was. Today, he is by my right-hand side. Wherever I am, he will be there. That is loyalty. These are the men I work with. Not those, we are with you, we are behind you. Without you, there will be no sliced bread in the morning. Fake! You test them. Only small tests. They crumble. They crumble. They crumble because they are not strong. I have come. Now if I say to them, come, let's go to the bush. After hunger, I got you 2 weeks. They run away. Try and look for the nearest Nigerian post and report everything to them. I don't need such men. I have come to do this very work. I need honest, genuine people. And also in Senegal, Prince Darlington represents me in Senegal. We have our coordinator, that is true. He works for my office. Anything Darlington says comes from me. Only messages. Our coordinator runs Senegal, bar none. If I have very important secret message to send, I will send Prince Darlington. If he gives you that information, regard it as authentic, coming from me, and act accordingly, because Senegal is very, very strong and very dear to us. No. Go and pray for humility from Chukwu Abiyama. Senegal is very strong. Remain very strong and resolute. You'll be rewarded very soon. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for listening and join us again this very evening. Once again, go and tell people that we are live, we are direct, we are in the heart of darkness, we are in the zoo. And we are without fear before our enemies. That is why to us, this Biafra is more than a country. Biafra is more than a state. Biafra is more than an agitation. It is indeed our religion. Here on Radio Biafra, we worship the Almighty Chukwu Abiyama, the one true God, worthy of worship. And he will bless, guide, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families now and forever. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiyama will bless Biafra. I thank you very much for listening this very morning. And from me here, I am in darkness, but I'm surrounded by light also in this very makeshift studios of Radio Biafra. I say good morning to you all.
mercy.